Okay, so fairly short daf. This week's daf is daf Yud Beis. Oh, very good. Okay, so let's see. Daf Yud Beis will bring back some memories for us. Okay, we are holding right now. I think we got to the two dots last time. Is that correct? Yeah, I think two dots of daf Yud Aleph and Beis. 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. Zakal called over Shemekabel Tuma. Right? So the Mishnah had said, what is kosher for Schach? I believe it was a question in the last Pekiyas Pekina. What is kosher for Schach? So there are two rules. It's got to be something that... No, what are the rules?
Grow from the ground
and...
And
can't be Mekabel Tuma. Correct. Obviously also removed from the ground, since it had grown from the ground as well. Okay, good. So Zaklal called up Shemekabel Tuma Minan Emili. How do I know that this is true? Some Reish Lakish Amar Kras, says the Gemara. Reish Lakish says that it says in a Pasuk, Ve'ed Ya'ale Min Ha'aretz. Pasuk says Ve'ed Ya'ale Min Ha'aretz, which is reference to clouds. So Ma'ed Dover Shein HaMekabel Tuma V'Gidula Min Ha'aretz. Avsukah Dover Shein HaMekabel Tuma V'Gidula Min Ha'aretz. Just like the cloud that's referred to as being Ya'ale Min Ha'aretz is something that is not Mekabel Tuma and grows from the ground, so too a sukkah is supposed to be something that's not Mekabel Tuma and grows from the ground. What's the relationship between sukkah and clouds? Why would we learn dealing with sukkah from clouds? Sukkah is lezecha de anani akavod. So says Gemara, okay, that's a great limud to compare sukkah to clouds if you hold that sukkah is about anani akavod, that it's a zecher to the anani akavod. Ha nichalaman yamar. Anani akavod hayu. So it works really great, this drasha you just gave me. If you assume that sukkah is a zecher to the anani akavod, elaman yamar sukkahs mamish asulahem maikala meymar. But if you hold that Hashem made literal sukkos, huts, for the Jewish people in the desert, or the Jewish people made for themselves, whatever it is, that they made huts in the desert, so then, Ma'ika Lameymar, then what's the drasha? Where are we going to learn that the sukkos need to be from Gidulei Karka, and they need to be something that's not Mekabel Tuma? So yeah, question mark, Ma'ika Lameymar, question mark, right? Key phrases, Anane Kavadayu and sukkos Mamish, those are both important concepts. So it says, Gemara D'Tanya, because we have a Braisa. So it says, Gemara, we have the following Braisa. Kibas sukkos Hashavtias B'nei Yisrael. Pasuk says that Hashem sat the Jewish people in sukkos. Anani kavod ayu divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that was anani kavod. Rabbi Akiva omer sukkos mamish asulahem, that they were literally sukkos mamish, that it was sukkos that were made for them. So hanichal Rabbi Eliezer el Rabbi Akiva ma'ikal meimar. This is just rephrasing the question. The Gemara is saying instead of just asking hanichal amandi omer anani kavod ayu, let's attach names to these people. Let's attach names to those that say anani kavod and those that say sukkos mamish. Instead of just saying, oh, it makes plenty of sense to darshan from the pasuk about clouds if you hold an ane kavod, right? But what about if you hold sukkos mamish? Who holds an ane kavod? Who holds sukkos mamish? So we quote a braisa that attaches names. Who holds an ane kavod? Rabbi Eliezer. Who holds sukkos mamish? Rabbi Akiva. So it's good according to Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Akiva, we have trouble. So says the Gemara, we're going to need to go to a second drasha. We're going to need a second attempt to figure out how we know that Tzchach has to be made from Gidulei Karka and from Sam Mekabel Tuma. In total, we will have four attempts. This is attempt number two. Good, we're going to have four attempts. The first three are all going to be from the Torah, and the fourth one is going to be from Nach. So good, so attempt number two. Kios, but because it only works according to one Shita, it only works according to Rabbi Eliezer, doesn't work according to Rabbi Akiva. So what's Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva agrees to the din that Tzchach has to be Enu Mekabel Tuma and Gidulei Karka, so he doesn't have a source. Only Rabbi Eliezer has a source. So we're saying we need another source that's going to work even for Rabbi Akiva. Okay, however you want to phrase it, but we're still looking for another source.
That's
to make it
to say that that's not a good source.
Well, it's not a good source for Rabbi Akiva, right? Especially if we're going to paskin like Rabbi Akiva, which many Rishonim hold that we would paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Why would we paskin like Rabbi Akiva over Rabbi Eliezer?
Because Rabbi Eliezer's from the Beis Shammai.
Good, Rabbi Eliezer Shamutehu, Rabbi Eliezer's from the Talmidim of the Beis Shammai, or was Purim Chayim. Questel, nice job, nice work. That deserves a shout out right there. Okay, I'm going to title the shiur Sukkah Daf 12 Questel. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara. So here's attempt number two. Kiyas Rav Dimi Yomar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kra. When Rav Dimi came, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. It says in the pasuk as follows: Chag HaSukos Ta'aselecha. The Chag of Sukkos you should make for yourselves. Now, Chag is Milashon Chagiga. So we learn from this pasuk that whatever the sukkah is made out of should be similar to a Karban Chagiga. Because Chag, Milashon Chagiga. So says the Gemara, Makish Sukkah L'Chagiga. The Torah is trying to link sukkah to Chagiga. Just like Chagiga is something that's not Mekabel Tuma, what is a Karban Chagiga made out of? An animal, right? A live animal. So live animals are not Mekabel Tuma. A live animal cannot become Tameh. A dead animal can be Tameh, right? Because meat can be Tameh, food can be Tameh. And certainly if a dead animal was not slaughtered properly, was shot in the head or something, it's an Avela, it's not a, and that has Tumah. But a regular animal, a live animal, is not Mekabel Tumah, and it grows from the ground. Sukkah also is not Mekabel Tumah and grows from the ground. Someone asked the question. Animals don't grow from the ground. Last time I watched Sesame Street, right? So why are we assuming that animals grow from the ground? What does that mean, animals grow from the ground? So Rashi over here explains that since the animal is nourished from the food that it eats, which grows from the ground, that's considered that the animal grows from the ground. Not that it like sprouts from the ground. But it grows. It's gidulo. Its upbringing. Its nourishment is min haaretz, is from the ground. That's what we assume the Gemara is referring to. Rashi actually makes the difference between gidulei haaretz and gidulim min haaretz. Right, that gidulei haaretz is not gidulei haaretz. It's only gidulei mina aretz. Right, it's not something that literally comes out of the ground. It's something that grows from eating foods that are on the ground. That's how Rashi distinguishes. Good. So now we have our second source. Yeah. And is not mekabel tumah.
Yeah.
The schach. So what should the kasha be?
Animals,
right? That's crazy. No one makes a schach out of live animals. So ask the Gemara, Ima chagiga balechayim, afsukanami balechayim? Really? You want to use that as your source? That whatever, the schach should be the same as animals? Well, then you're going to say the schach could be animals, and that's crazy. Whoever heard of such a thing, that the schach could be animals? That can't be live animals. So the Gemara tries attempt number
three.
Ki yasa Rava nam Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kra says in the pasuk in the Chumash, ba'asbecha migarnecha umiyikvecha. When you gather from your grains and from your winery, v'psolas goren v'yeka v'kasa medaber. What do you gather from the granary and the winery? You gather the leftover junk from the granary and the winery. What's the leftover junk from the granary and the winery? What's the part that you use from the granary and the winery?
The
actual kernels turn into flour and stuff like that, right? And the winery would be the actual grapes and wine. What's the leftover junk? The vines, the stalks, basically things that
are
gidulim and aretz, grow from the ground, and are not mekabel tumah. So we learned that's an important concept. Bipsolas goren v'yekev. Hakazim medaber. Bipsolas goren v'yekev. And when it says baschem migarn chom yikvecha, it means the leftover junk from the goren and yekev, from the granary and winery. So says the Gemara, ve'ema goren atzmo v'yekev atzmo. Why would you darshan that pasuk to mean the leftover junk of the granary and the winery? Maybe it should be telling you that what should be kosher schach? The actual kernels, the actual wine. Maybe that's what it's telling you, not the leftover garbage, the actual stuff. So I'm Rabbi Zeir says, no, Yekev ksivkan, because it says Yekev. Yekev doesn't mean grapes, Yekev means wine. V'ef shal sakechvo. Try that trick. How in the world are you going to be masachech with wine? So that doesn't make any sense. It can't be wine. Bottles, but then it will be the bottles, it wouldn't be the wine. So therefore, it can't be talking about the wine itself, it must be talking about the psoldas, goren v'yekev, the leftover junk from the granary and the winery. So far, attempt number three seems to be pretty good, right? So, maskefla Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, Ve'ema yayin karish. Why is it so hard? Maybe you have congealed wine. Haba mishanir, which comes from shanir, name of a place. Shudoma li'gulei develu, which when it congeals is so thick, it's like a fig cake. It's like this really thick kind of wine. So maybe you can make a, you know, maybe next year's Sukkah Expo in Manhattan, like they had this year, someone will come up with a way to use a schach out of wine.
It was very weak.
Right? Yeah. So question mark. We had this great idea of where we're going to learn that what makes kosher schach. And Rabbi Yirmiyah ruined our whole idea. Shadda ben Narga, he threw an axe into it, meaning he ruined our entire idea. Meaning we thought we had this great pasuk. Use the pasuk of Asmucha Migarnucha Mikvecha to teach us what could be kosher for schach. It must be talking about the junk from the Gorin and the Yekev, from the winery and the granary. Oh, great pasuk! But the Gemara says now Rabbi Yirmiyah came and ruined it all. Why did he ruin it all? What did he say? Maybe it's talking about the actual wine. And don't say that's impossible. Just use the congealed stuff. And that will be fine. It will be. It's possible. So that ruins that as a possible source.
What's milsa have a biyadan?
Ha milsa, this matter, this thing, meaning this proof, have a biyadan. We had it in our hands. Va'as Rabbi Yirmi, and Rabbi Yirmi came, v'shad be narga, and he threw an axe into it. Shadda be narga, another important concept. Not an important concept, but just comes up a lot of times in Shas. That we had this great idea, and here someone comes and ruins everything.
Why are we mad about that?
Yeah, I'm just saying it in a mad tone. I think it's just an expression. It's like, oh, we were almost there. We had an answer. Now you just ruined it. So, Ravashi says, no, I'll tell you why it must be talking about the junk. The leftover junk from the Goren and the Yekev, and not the Goren and Yekev Atzmo, not the grain and wine itself. You know how I know it? It doesn't say V'aspecha Garnecha V'yekvecha. What does it say? V'aspecha Mi Garnecha V'yekvecha. Mi Garnecha teaches us from the Goren and not V'lo Goren Atzmo, not the actual stuff that you're interested in from the granary. Mi Yekvecha, from your winery, V'lo Yekev Atzmo, but not the wine itself. That the wine itself you should not use. So that is Raya number 3. At the end of the day, does Raya number 3 stand?
No, because they pushed it up.
Yeah.
It does. Now with this defense, it stands. We originally pushed it up, but now we're saying, yeah, that it does stand because there's a reason that it can't be talking about the wine because of the mem. Mi garnecha, mi ikvecha. So anyway, the Gemara anyway suggests a fourth possibility. The fourth possibility is from Nach. Rav Chista Amar Mehacha. Rav Chista says from the following source: Su'u Hahar ve'viu alei zayis va'alei eitz shemen. Go out to the mountain and bring to me olive leaves and olive of oil trees va'alei hadas and leaves of a hadas va'alei tamarim and leaves of dates va'alei eitz avos and leaves of eitz avos. So frek the Gemara, end quote, frek the Gemara, hainu hadas, hainu eitz avos. How does the Torah call a hadas? When the Torah tells you to take talamina, what does it call it? Enough eitz avos. So isn't hadas the same as eitz avos? Go bring for me a hadas and eitz avos. That doesn't make any sense. They're the same thing. Amar Rav Chista, hadas shotel l'sukkah, the eitz avos lululav. It's telling me that if it's avos, avos means with the ayin means that it's like a chain. It has three prongs on each, three leaves growing out of each spot, meaning it's a really good kosher hadas. Use that for the lulav. But if it's a hadas shota, also a nice concept, important concept, hadas shota, what's a hadas shota? It's going to come up soon in the Gemara we're doing in Shir. What's hadas shota? What? Right, a crazy hadas that has two leaves growing in one spot and one leaf growing out of another an area above it, but it's not three growing out of the same spot. So you can't use that for your hadas. So what should you use it for? Why would you get it? Use that for schach. Why is it kosher for schach? Because it grows from the ground. Now makabel tuma. So there you see exactly the kind of thing to use for schach. A hadas shot is exactly the kind of thing you'd use for schach. So main point number one on daf yud beis amud aleph. Four potential sources for how we know schach must be gidule karka ve'enu mekabel tuma. Four potential sources how we know schach has to be gidule karka and enu mekabel tuma. First, first three are from the Torah. A, the Eidiyala Min Aretz. A, or one, the Eidiyala Min Aretz. B, also from the Torah, Chag HaSukos Ta'aseh Lecha. C, Ba'aspecha Megarnecha Miyikvecha. And the fourth one is from Nach, Tzu'ar Vivihu Alei Zayis, etc. From the beginning? Okay. A, Ve'ed Ya'aleh Min Ha'aretz. That's the one about the cloud. It's just like clouds grow from the ground and they're not Mekabel Tuma. Or the cloud that's Ya'aleh Min Ha'aretz grows from the ground and it's not Mekabel Tuma. So it's Yischa, right? B, Chag HaSukos Ta'aseh Lecha. That's the one. How do, where do we see Gidula Karka Venom Kabbal Tumah there? We're getting updates?
Huh?
What's the score? What's the score?
That's what you should title this year.
Okay. Just let me know when it's over. I don't care how much we're up by.
There's 7 minutes.
Yeah, it's plenty of time. Let me know when it's over. Plenty of basketball left to play. Okay. In fact, I would suggest you not check it for the next 10 minutes. It's a waste. anyway. Where do we see in the Pasuk Chagas Gustasilcha that it's got to be Gedula Karka and Enam Kabbal Tuma? Chagas Gustasilcha, where do we see it? Anybody? Chagiga, very good. C, Ba'aspecha Migarnecha Miyikvecha. The junk, the leftovers from the garden, Yaakov. And D, Tzu'ahar Viviu Ale Hadas, etc. Ale Zayas, whatever. Ale Hadas.
Actually, you should tell this year, Nicky.
Yes. Okay. New Mishnah. Good? We're all good? New Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Chavile kash. Bundles of straw. V'chavile etzim. Bundles of wood. V'chavile zrudin. And bundles of zrudin. What is zrudin? There's some type of reed. Also, things that grow from the ground. All those things, since they are bundles, ein mesachin ben. You can't use them as schach. V'kulan she'itiran, but if you untie them, k'sheros, then they're kasher. V'kulan k'sheros l'defanos, you can use them all for walls. Walls don't, you know, walls can be made out of anything, so you could use these bundles for walls. But you can't use tied up bundles for schach. If you untie them, then it is kosher schach, yeah?
Assuming the schach mats are not.
Ah, very good. This is one of the major issues regarding schach mats, right? So we must assume it's not called bundles, right? Amrab Yaakov. Shamit mined Rabbi Yochanan Tarti. I learned from Rabbi Yochanan two things. Chadaha, one issue that I learned from Rabbi Yochanan meaning what he's saying is, I've learned the explanation of two different things from that are said in our Mishnah from Rabbi Yochanan. One, I learned from Rabbi Yochanan why you can't use bundles for schach. That's one thing I learned from Rabbi Yochanan, why it is you can't use bundles for schach. V'idach, and the other thing I learned from Rabbi Yochanan, hachotet begadish lasos l'sukkah ein asukkah. The other halacha I learned from Rabbi Yochanan is, the other explanation of a halacha that I learned from Rabbi Yochanan, is the explanation why it is that if you dig into a pile of hay and dig out a hollow area, 10 tvachim high, 7 by 7 tvachim, that's not a kosher sukkah. If it started out as a pile of wood or a pile of hay, and you dig a hollow area, you hollow out an area inside of it, 10 tefachim high, 7 by 7 tefachim, that's not kosher. So I learned the reasons for both of those halachas from Rabbi Yochanan. Number one, the halacha of the bundles. Number two, the halachas of hollowing out the area. Now, what were the reasons? So, chada mishum gzeres otzar. One is because of a gzera that it's going to be like a storage house. V'chada mishum tasav alom min asui. And the other one is because of a problem of tasav lo min ha'asui, that you're not making the sukkah is making itself. V'lo yadana heiminayu mishum otzar, v'heiminayu mishum tasav lo min ha'asui. Problem is, I don't know which is which. I don't know which Mishnah can be explained with the logic of otzar, and which Mishnah can be explained with the logic of tasav lo min ha'asui. So basically he says, I have two halachos on one side, and I have two reasons on the other side. I don't know which halacha matches which reason. Right? The two halachas are using bundles. One second. The two halachas are using bundles and hollowing out an area in a pile. The two reasons are gzeres otzar and tasav lo min ha'asui. And I don't know which reason matches with which one. So Xeris Otsar in a very literal sense means that it's a concern that you're going to treat it like a storage house. We'll have to see as the Gemara goes what exactly that means. Meaning that we're afraid, let's give a little more detail. If you look at the first wide line of Rashi, Gzeiras Otsar, says Rashi, Dmidoraisa Ksheruhu, would be that Doraisa would be fine. Vrabonanu du Gozur, Shimata Omerkin, Eno de Mosasuka, Elaholich, Vaochel, Vyashin, Baotsro, Bimakrim Shalon, Ishtamisham, Kolyamosashana. That we're afraid if we allow a person to do this, he's going to end up sleeping in a storage house, a place that he hasn't used all year. Vu Asli Vaomed, Velolushem Schach Shaltzel. And it's something that's there all year round, and he didn't make it for the sake of giving himself shade. I mean, if you have a bundle of wood, why would you throw the bundle of wood over a sukkah?
Protect it from
that. So it could be a bundle you wouldn't use as a roof, right? Why are you throwing it over the sukkah? You're throwing it over the sukkah because you want the sun to beat down on it. It's probably wet, and you want to dry it off, so you throw it over the sukkah. You're certainly not making it to be mesachech, to provide shade. So one of these halachos is because we're afraid that it's going to look like you could just take anything that was thrown there that wasn't meant to provide shade and you can use that. And the other one you're not allowed to use because we're afraid it's tasav lo menasu. Right, so good question. So let's see how it plays out in the Gemara. Excellent. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yirmiyah, Nechzi Anan. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, let's take a look, let's analyze this. Why is it that they said you're not allowed to be mesachech with all these bundles? Because sometimes a person will come home from the field in the evening, come home from a hard day's work in the field, and he's going to be carrying his bundle on his shoulder, and he'll lift it up and he'll place it on top of his sukkah in order to dry it out. And then later he's going to change his mind, he's going to say, oh, you know what, maybe I'll use that for my schach. Now, if you originally put it there not for schach, so it was there already, and then later you change your mind and you say, you know what, maybe now I'll use it for schach. V'Torah Amra, the Torah says, ta'aseh. No, the way you make schach is by doing, by making, by putting it there, l'shem schach. V'lo mina asui. It can't be something that was there previously, and you're just deciding to use it as schach. That's no good. So what do you see? That the reason you can't use bundles is what? Is which reason? Because there's also a tas of lomanasli. Tas of lomanasli. I'm sorry. No, the Gemara says that's considered Gzeiras Otsar. You know why that's Gzeiras Otsar? It's not that when you put the bundles there, it's automatically tas of lomanasli. Because if you put bundles there, l'shem schach, it's fine. It's not tas of lomanasli. It's that we're afraid if we allow you to put bundles there, l'shem schach, you might come to do tas of lomanasli. You might come to put the bundles there just to dry, and then leave them there l'shem schach, and that's going to be tasav lo menasui. That's gzeiras otsar. The fact that you might tasav lo menasui is a psul d'oraisa or psul d'rabanan. D'oraisa. Pasuk says ta'aseh. We darshan d'oraisa. Velo min ha'asui. Come on, everyone, in over here. Okay, we'll get the next scroll later. Ta'aseh velo min ha'asui. Gzeiras otsar d'oraisa d'rabanan. Rabbanan. So this Brisa says that the reason why you're not allowed to use the bundles for schach is because we're afraid that what might happen, you might throw bundles up there just to dry, then later change your mind and just leave them there for schach. You might come to do this, that, right? You might come to do tasav lomanasui. Might come to do is what? Daraisa drabanan. Rabbanan. So that's Gzeiras Otsar. So it says, Hamisham Gzeiras Otsar, Hamisham Tasav Lomanasui. So if the reason for the bundles is Gzeiras Otsar, the reason for the hollowing out the thing in the pile must be Tasav Lomanasui. Rabbi Yaakov, Hacht Rabbi Chia Baraba Lo Shmilei. And the reason Rabbi Yaakov didn't know this was because he didn't know Rabbi Chia Baraba's statement. He didn't know, he never heard Rabbi Chia Baraba's statement. That's why Rabbi Yaakov was confused at the beginning, which explanation explained which halacha. But now we know. Now we're clear. Now we know that the bundles is because of Gzeiras Otsar, and the hollowing out the area is because of Tasav Lomanasui. Main point number two. Chavilei kash and chotet begadish. One is Gezeris Otzer, the other is Tasav Lomanasli. Chavile Kash, again, or you could say it like this. Chavile Kash is no good because of Gezeris Otzer. Chotet Begadish is no good because Tasav Lomanasli. Gzeiras Otsar. Am I lisping tonight? Like something bothering me in my mouth. I feel like I'm lisping. I had hot soup, it burnt the whole top of my mouth. It's like I feel skin peeling off. There's blood that's like dripping down by the end of the shears. It's my wife's ongoing attempt to kill me. Yes.
If you just leave her, she's gushing out her foot.
How, what could be that? Which one? The bundles? Oh, that's the definition of Ta'aseh V'lo-Menaseh. No, because Ta'aseh is on the Schach. The Schach has to be Ta'aseh V'lo-Menaseh. The Schach can't just be that you're going to do something else and that will make it that the Schach is there. You have to place the Schach there. Good. Amar Rav Ashi, first white line. Ready? Ready? We're good? Amar Rav Ashi, atu chavili kash v'chavili eitz mishum gzeres otzer ika mishum tasav lomanasli leka. What, if you throw bundles on top of the sukkah, it's only a problem of gzeres otzer, it's not a problem of tasav lomanasli? Isn't it also a problem of tasav lomanasli? Meaning, don't you see from there that there is, meaning, don't you see from the halach of gzeres otzer? What's the whole gzeres otzer? What are we afraid you're going to do?
Come to do
tasav lomanasli. So don't you see from that Mishnah that there must be a din of Tasav Lomanasui. Vachot it begadish, Mishum Tasav Lomanasui Iko, Mishum Gzeres Otzer Leka. What, in the case of hollowing out the pile, you think it's only a problem of Tasav Lomanasui? It's not possible to explain that as Gzeres Otzer also? How could you explain it as Gzeres Otzer? To solve the Tasav Lomanasui problem, all you would need to do is move around the top of the pile a little bit. Because now you're doing something on the Schach. But that would not solve a Gezeres Otzer problem. Maybe the hollowing out the area is telling us that it's still going to be possible even if you move around the top area. Even if you move around the part that you're going to use as your schach. So you're doing a ta'asa on the schach. You're doing something on the schach. But it still might be a problem of Gezeres Otzer. So can't you see both dinim from either one of those halachos? Rabbi Yochanan will tell you, Hacha deketani ein mesachin behen. In our Mishnah where it says, do not use them as schach, it must only be a din d'rabbanan. Why? Because when it says do not use them as schach, that implies, what's our Mishnah? The case of what? What was our Mishnah? The bundles, the chavi lekash. So in our Mishnah, when it says do not use them as schach, that must only be d'rabbanan. Why? L'chadchilahu de'ein mesachin, mishum gzeres otzar, hadar reis v'shapir dami. Because do not do it sounds like L'chadchila don't do it, but you know what? If you did it, it would really be kosher. So that makes it sound like, don't do it because we're afraid of gzeira seltzer, but if you do it, it would still be kosher. Hassam, but by the other case, what's Hassam? What's the other case? The hollowing out the pile. Dikataniu doesn't say don't do it. What does it say? Ain't a sukkah. What does ain't a sukkah mean? It's not a sukkah. Even b'di'evet, afilu di'evet, even b'di'evet it's not a sukkah. Midaraisa nami ain't a sukkah. That must mean that even on a daraisa level it's not a sukkah, and that must be because of what din? Tas of Lomanasli. That's the din daraisa. Main point number three. The expression ain mesachin implies a din darabanan, whereas ain a sukkah implies a din daraisa.
The expression
ein mesachin implies a din d'rabbanan, whereas ein asukah implies a din d'oraisa. Good. On we go. Game over yet? Oh. Who's winning?
Let's go watch it.
What? Oh, okay. How much time?
2 minutes.
It doesn't tell you, huh? Okay, so we could learn. Maybe we could learn until the end of the daf, and we'll get to. Okay.
No, better. I'm watching. I'm gonna come back.
Where are you gonna watch it?
At the.
What? We're not going and stopping the shir to watch it. That would be, we'd be the worst yeshiva in the whole world if we did that. Okay. we'd be put in chayrim by everybody. I'm Rabbi Yudam Rav.
Nobody will know.
But everybody who's worth being put in chayrim by, we'd be put in chayrim.
What?
Yeah, we have to support a fellow Jew. Jewish at heart. I'd be kicked off by Yitzhar. I'm Rabbi Yudam Rav.
The system's going to work.
I'm Rabbi Yudam Rav. Sicha b'chitz in zucharim k'sheira b'nekevos psula. If you use for schach arrows, so the male part of the arrow is kosher, the female part of the arrow is pasul. The arrow has two parts. It's like a broomstick and a broom, right? There, except instead of a rustly broom at the end, you have a pointy metal thing at the end, right? So you have the stick part of the arrow, and then you have the metal pointy thing. The stick goes into the metal pointy thing. Thus, the terminology, use your imagination, of the male being the stick and the female being the metal part that receives, that's mekabel, that the stick, that the stick goes inside of. Good? So if you use the male part of the arrow, so then you're using a stick. Good, that's kosher. Benekevos, if you use the female part of the arrow, pasul. So says Gemara, Zacharim k'sher pshita. Of course the male part of the arrow is kosher. Why wouldn't it be kosher? It's just a stick. That's the definition of kosher schach. Says Gemara, no, mal detema nigzer zacharim matu nekevos. I might have thought that you shouldn't use the male part of the arrow lest you come to use the female part of the arrow. Kamashman therefore comes to tell me, nah, don't worry about that. You're not going to come to use the female part. Just use the male part, it's fine. Binikevos psula pshita. Isn't it also pashut though that you can't use the female part? Why does it have to tell me that? So Gemara says, Mau detema, I misspoke before. The nekeva part of the arrow is not made out of metal. It could be made out of sharpened wood also. The point is, the reason it can't be used is because it has a base kibble. It has a receptacle, which receives the male part of the arrow, right? Anything that has a receptacle has a din of a kli, it's mekabel tumah, and therefore can't be used as schach, right? So what's the chiddush? Of course the nekeva part of the arrow can't be used. It has a receptacle, it has a base kibble, it's a kli. So says Gemara, no, ma'u detemai, might have thought base kibble ha'asui lemalos, lo shmei kibble, that any receptacle that's made to be filled, that when it's functional, when this kli is functional, that base kibble is totally filled, so maybe that's not called a base kibble, that's not called having a receptacle. And if it doesn't have a receptacle, then it would be kosher schach. So I might have thought that the nekeva part of the arrow is also kosher schach. Kamashman therefore comes and tells me, no, it's not kosher schach. So main point number one, on Amud Beis, the chiddush that the zacharim of the arrows are kosher is that we're not gozaratu nekevos. The chiddush that zacharim is kosher is that we're not gozaratu nekevos. We don't make any gzera that you might come to use the nekevos. The chiddush that the nekevos are kosher is that what? That the nekevos are pasul, I'm sorry. Thank you, I wrote that wrong. The chiddush, I hope I didn't write it wrong in the chinah, I wrote it wrong in my Gemara. Elisha will catch it, right? The chiddush that the nekevos are pasul is that a base kibble, ha'asui lemalos, is still considered a base kibble. A base kibble that's made to be filled is still called a receptacle. Okay, for the next little piece of Gemara, what we need to know is the following. When they made flax into a garment, they would first soak it, then they would beat it or crush it, and then they would comb it. Those are the three steps of the process. Soaking, beating, combing. Good? Now, right? You know this from Hilchos Shabbos. Good. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Sicha ba'anitze pishtan psula. If you use for schach processed flax, completely processed flax, it's already made into like a cloth, then it's pasul. Not already made into a cloth, but totally processed. It went through all steps of the process. Soaking, beating, and combing. Then it's pasul. Buhutsane pishtan, if you use raw flax, kosher. That's kosher schach. Why is it kosher schach? Not mekabel tumah, grows from the ground. What would be wrong with it, right? Vehoshani pishton in yodeya mahu. And Hoshani pishton, I don't know what the din would be. flax which is partially processed, I don't know what the din would be. Voshani asman any odea. You know what? I don't even know how to define the term voshani. I don't even know what part of the process it means partially processed. Meaning, what happened to it that we call it partially processed? Manavshach. Idayuk velo nafitz. If it's been crushed but not yet combed, hoshani karilei. That's what we call hoshani. Avoltari velo dayuk hotsani karilei. Or, but if it were soaked and not crushed, that would be hutsani. That would be for sure kosher. Odilmar, maybe no. Tari velo dayuk nami hoshani karilei. Maybe any time you've started the process, that's still called Hoshani. Meaning, we know for sure that if it hasn't been soaked, beaten, or combed, nothing has been done to it yet, it's for sure kosher. If everything's been done to it yet, it's for sure pasul. We're not sure if it's in the middle. But the case that we're not sure about, we're not sure if that's after step one of the process or after step two of the process. Amar of Yehuda. And we leave it at that, by the way. We don't answer what is the Oshani and what is not the Oshani. In fact, let's say over main point number three now. Done? Over?
Number two.
Not yet. 12 seconds left.
And?
Tired.
We're going over time. Okay. Main point number two. You see, Hashem is going to provide us with an overtime if we just get through this main point. Main point number two. Rabbi Yochanan holds unprocessed flax is kosher. Processed flax is pasul. Partially processed is a safek. But we're not sure if soaked but unbeaten flax is considered processed or unprocessed. Partially processed or unprocessed. We're not sure if soaked but not beaten is considered unprocessed or partially processed.
What do you mean the second one?
After unprocessed flax is kosher, processed flax is pasul, partially processed is a safek, and we're not even sure what's called partially processed. We're not sure if flax that's been soaked but not beaten is considered totally unprocessed, or if that's called partially processed. Yeah, so what do we say? Dayuk means crushed, not soaked. It means totally crushed. Nuffetz means combed. To be mashre means to soak it, but the Gemara doesn't use the terminology for soaking over here. So one second, if I were to ask you, what's the halachic status if it's been soaked and crushed but not combed? Is that called unprocessed, partially processed, or totally processed? If it's been soaked and beaten but not combed, what's the halacha? What is that? Is that called unprocessed, partially processed, or totally processed?
Partial.
That's for sure partially processed, right? That we know for sure is partially processed. The only case we're not sure, and what's the din therefore?
Safek.
Right? Because we know what it is, it's partially processed, that's safek. If it's soaked but not beaten and not combed, then we're not even sure if that's called unprocessed, which would be totally kosher, or partially processed, which is a suffix.
Can you just assume, can you assume that that's fine then? Because you have
Sveksveka?
Sveksveka.
Maybe lahalacha, you would assume Sveksveka on that case. Maybe we should save Shushi Vishavtsari for next week. Stop early. Okay.
We've already done that piece.
Yeah, we know that already.
Lost.
Okay.
They lost.